इनवोक भगवान श्री कृष्ण एंड पूज्य गुरुदेव ब्लेसिंग्स एज वी मेडिटेट टुगेदर। May my mind remain on you, Bhagwan, who is my inner self, the Lord within. You can start with Anulom Vilom, slow deep breaths. Five, five, and then alternate. Hands on the knees, fingers in chin mudra position. Consciously relax the feet and the legs. Pay attention to each part as you move up from the toes. Relax the back muscles from the bottom up to the neck. the hands from the fingers all the way up to the shoulders. The abdomen muscles and the chest muscles relax. Relax the neck, the throat. Face muscles. The forehead and the scalp muscles. Relax the entire body from head to toe. And watch the body from a distance. I am not the body. I am the owner of this body. I am different from the body. Today's shloka is from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6. Bhagavan says, Yada hinendriyarteshu na karma svanushajjate sarva sankalpa sanyasi yoga rudas tadochyate yada na indriyarteshu. What are the things that distract my mind during meditation? Sense objects. I hear a sound or smell something or touch. My eyes are closed, so I don't see anything. So in meditation, if any sounds come, just ignore them. Watch them, but do not follow them. The second is karmas, na karmasu anushajjate. We are very attached to doing. What I did yesterday, what I will do after the meditation. But all karmas, like sense objects, belong to the world. At this moment, I have nothing to do with the objects of the world and nothing to do with actions. I am unattached to both. Na anushajjate. The third disturbance is fanciful imaginations of the mind. Outer disturbances may be gone, but the mind is constantly projecting joy and sorrow. Past regrets and future anxieties. What I will see during meditation or hear during meditation. None of that matters. So that is the third disturbance. One who has overcome these three objects, karmas, and sankalpas and imaginations, projections. Is said to have mastered the mind. Yoga rudha taduchyate. Bhagwan says he has mastered the horse of the mind. Just as a wild horse needs to be tamed and under the control of the rider, in the same way, the mind has to be tamed and controlled. Avoiding these three disturbances, sense objects, karmas, and sankalpa, imaginations, such a controlled mind which is under the control of the intellect. Which is guided by spiritual knowledge from the self within. Such a mind becomes quiet. And is centered on the self. For the next 10 minutes. Do not let the mind wander into objects, actions, and the most dangerous, let it not project or imagine things in the future. Such a mind is said to be Prashant, supremely peaceful. And the full attention of the mind is focused on Bhagwan within. Let us practice this for the next 10 minutes in silence. शांत शांत शांति हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। So during meditation, keep attention upon these three disturbances and keep the mind's attention totally on the self. Try to avoid disturbances. If they happen, bring the mind back. Adiós.